Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Heading into hour number three on this Wednesday afternoon. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw here filling in for Bob Haney all week long. Vinny Serrato here as always, and we're going to feed you a little NFL news starting in the AFC North, where this has kind of been brewing for a few weeks now, or at least Browns coach Stefanski's been asked about this for a few weeks now, but now it's a reality. Deshaun Watson, forgotten man there in Cleveland, coming off the PUP list, the Achilles tear from a few years back. They have opened up his 21-day practice window, giving him 3 weeks to prove he's healthy enough to return to action this season. Stefanski says he's excited for him. They'll give him a shot here, saying the right things, when in reality, we're kind of the belief, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm of the belief that he's not playing another snap for Cleveland. That this is, you know, they can't cut him because it's a financial burden. We know that. You have to open the window. You're not going to hold him back and restrict him in that way. But he's out there, but not really.
Yeah, and especially, Nolan, if you plan on cutting him, you know, after the season. You don't want him to go out there and get hurt would be the thing that I would be thinking. And then the other thing is I'm guessing they're hoping Shadur does well. Now, if Shadur stinks it up, you know, and Gabriel's already stunk it up, then that maybe would be how he got a chance.
I would say unless Sanders is so bad that it's a clear detriment to himself, he should stay in. I mean, even if he's bad, and he's going to be bad. I mean, it's a bad offense around him. It's a bad O-line, and he's a rookie. He's learning on the fly. And he wasn't even the starter to begin the year. So there's going to be growing pains for him.
Yep.
I'm not even a Shadur guy, but let's be fair here. I mean, give him the rest of the way. You're playing for nothing. Figure out what you have in him, or at least come close to figuring it out. Don't waste any time with Watson. I mean, that's...
Well, you already know what you got in Watson.
Right, and it's just that. It's a waste of time. Like, unless you thought that he was going to miraculously turn around, or you had serious intentions of him being the guy in 2026, which they do not... It's just a waste. It's a waste. So it's a headline today, but that'll probably be it. I mean, probably not hear from him again. Moving over to the NFC, we talked about the Bears here. They got the Packers this Sunday. First of two meetings in the next 3 weeks between these two teams. Heavy implications on the line. For now, the Bears are your top seed in the NFC. But as we've noted a few times here, that could change quickly. The schedule the rest of the way. Packers, Browns, Packers. Final 2 weeks, no ease up here. 49ers on the road, and then the Lions at home. Lions going to be playing for a lot there in that one.
They hope they are.
Right.
You know, it's got a chance to be an interesting finish, depending on how things go. I would love for the Bears, you know, to win 3 out of 5 or whatever and win the division. I think it'd be great for the NFL.
Right, and I mean, it would seem so absurd to be here heading into Week 14 and say, all right, the top seed in either conference is actually in danger of not making the playoffs altogether. I mean, that just sounds crazy, but that is the reality with how tough the Bears' schedule is. Go back to our buy or sell topic from today, teams that could win 10 games and be on the outside looking in. I was thinking Lions, Panthers, maybe more so Cowboys just because of their schedule, but in reality, the Bears might be that team. Now that I think about it, I mean, Ben Johnson saying the right things right now, preparing for the Packers, called that the best defense that we've seen all year. Kind of a shot at the Eagles, not so bad of a defense, but they did manhandle them on Black Friday, so we'll see. Packers' best defense they face, though? What do you think about that? Besides Philly, I mean, the Ravens' defense actually handled them pretty well. Held them to 16.
Yeah. I would say that, plus it's in Green Bay, I would say that that's probably close to being a true statement, just because look at what Green Bay did to the Detroit offense twice. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's probably what he's looking at too.
Another story here, and then we'll take a call. Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft among finalists for Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. The saga, the whole legacy between these two guys is complicated to say the least, but I think the case in very strong, well, obviously Belichick, he's a no doubt Hall of Famer. It's just a matter of when, not if. Kraft, though, you know, does the whole massage parlor scandal play into this at all?
No. I think what plays into it, he's really influential in the league. Really influential in the league. I mean, Eddie DeBartolo got in. You know, right. and you know, and I love Eddie. And Eddie had, you know, Eddie was got convicted of a crime. You know, right. All Kraft did was, you know, go to a massage parlor and get a finish.
Right. Well, I mean, this just got done talking about Deshaun Watson. doubled up here for NFL lunch today. Sorry if you're actually eating lunch right now, but we do what we can. Save us, callers, please. Let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Bail us out here, Cliff. Help us out.
I am not the person to bail anybody out.
What's up, man?
But anyway, yeah, I have to chime in on the Lamar thing. No one's going to tell me that the guy's not injured. And I mean, not just he's had three injuries this year in the on the same leg. Remember the first game of the year, 4th and 2. The Ravens couldn't go for it because they said he had cramps in his groin. Well, that's probably a little bit more than just cramps. And then he's going to get a hamstring. He misses a couple games. He's got a hamstring and now an ankle, which leads me probably to the point I'm trying to make. All the teams during the year, whether they have a receiver, a quarterback, a running back that's suffered some injuries, they have like a recumbent bike on the sideline to keep the blood flowing properly. And the Ravens, why won't they do something like that to try to keep the guy up to par when, you know, it's cold out, it's windy, and it's a night game? You're not telling – you've been around it, Vinny. All three of those things, you're tight, and you can't stay loose. And you throw an injury or two in on that, you can't plant, you can't throw. And the guy almost played football at quarterback position last year at almost a rate that was impossible to comprehend. He almost had 12 touchdowns to every interception, all those yards rushing, and he can't post. He can't make the easy throws. There's so many easy throws that he's not even making, Vinny. Some, you know, and these defenses, before I go, they're taking an ultimate risk/gamble, just gambling that he doesn't have the oomph that he's running game, so they're pulling everybody up closer to the line of scrimmage. They're taking the Ravens' run game away, and this is the result of it. So if he's hurt, he's hurt. But, you know, I'm only praying that he's got a couple extra days off and he can somehow resemble just a piece of what he usually is. But it's going to be interesting to see, that's for sure. So right. Thanks for taking
my call, Cliff, guys. You think they're practicing right now, so we should know probably in 20 to 30 minutes if he's practicing. You think he's out on the field or no, Cliff?
Yeah, I'd have to say he's out on the field.
I agree.
He has to be out on the field. I mean, he's probably done nothing for 6 days. He's got to be out on the field.
All right. Thanks for the call, Cliff. I saw Cordell tweet out a little while ago. Again, I'm refreshing here, waiting to see the actual attendance report here today. But Cordell said that Lamar was scheduled to talk. Now, I don't know if that's just the fact that he always talks on Wednesday, and that if he's not there, they would just put, you know, Tyler Huntley up there.
If he doesn't practice, he's not talking.
Right.
So the expectation is that he's practicing.
That seems more of a tentative thing. So don't get on Cordell's case if he's not out there. It's not his fault. But we'll see. I'm constantly refreshing here. Cordell's page, all the beat writers' pages here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Ryan Wilson's going to join us, make his return to the show. Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports, of course. We can go a bunch of different directions here. He is a Steelers fan, so we got to talk about this Sunday. And college football, the Heisman race, Mendoza, very prominent in that. He's
Pavia,
big draft stock going in the next year. So we'll ask him about the rookie quarterback class for 2026 as well. Stay tuned here, 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good news for the University of Maryland. Great news for Terps football. As expected, although we were a little anxious, yep. 5-star edge rusher Zion Ealy has officially committed to the Terps. He will be here in a Terps uniform next season. So first and foremost, Trey and Joppa, if you're listening right now, I apologize. You were right. You were right the whole time. He's coming here. There was never a doubt. Never wavered on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can talk more college football with our next guest, as well as the NFL, because he covers both for CBS Sports. We're talking to Ryan Wilson. Ryan, good afternoon, man.
Nolan, Vinny, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Doing great. Doing great over here. And, well, we'll start in college because we came out of the break with college news. And the mock drafts never stop. For Ryan Wilson. If you're a first-time listener here, he just had a new one that came out yesterday. They never let this guy ease up. It's always a new mock draft for him. Wanted to ask you about the prospective quarterback class for next year. How's it shaping up? Fernando Mendoza, I see here, he's your top guy in your latest mock draft. But where's he at? Could there be any changing between your top three, top four, or five guys? And is this a deeper year compared to what we just saw in 2025?
So to answer the first question, how it's shaping up, terribly would be the answer if you're a team that needs a quarterback, because as you mentioned, Fernando Mendoza has been a lot of fun to watch. He transferred from Cal and has obviously had a lot to do with Indiana's success. And he's doing everything that you want a franchise quarterback to do. He's going to be a top 10 pick. And if he went first overall, that wouldn't surprise me. The issues come after that, because in the summer, who are we talking about? Arch Manning. Mm-hmm. And we probably should have been slow on that. Garrett Nussmeier has played himself out of the first round and maybe even day two. Cade Klubnik, same conversation. Drew Aller, same conversation. So then who's going to step up? Dante Moore at Oregon has played really well this year. following Dylan Gabriel at Oregon, and then Ty Simpson at Alabama. He didn't come out of nowhere. We knew who Ty Simpson was, but the level at which he's playing has been incredibly fun to watch. Yeah, I describe him as a more athletic, bigger arm, souped-up version of Mac Jones coming out of Alabama, not so much the Mac Jones that we saw towards the end of his career in New England and in Jacksonville last year. And those three guys have a chance to be first-round picks, and after that, it is wide open. The concern is that when you talk to West Coast scouts, Dante Moore might be leaning towards coming back. Ty Simpson could decide to come back as well. And then, in that case, you have one guy, Fernando Mendoza, and four or five or six teams angling for a way to find a quarterback. So you could argue it's not as deep as last year's class where we saw Jackson Dart and, of course, Cam Ward going round one, Tyler Shuffman 40th overall. And I think that the lesson here, guys, is that whenever you say next year will be better, that's not necessarily the case because so many things can happen that we don't have any control over. No one saw Arch Manning playing the way he had played for much of the season. And here we are trying to figure out who's left.
All righty. So, Ryan, let's talk about Ravens Steelers, you know, and could this be, Ryan, where the coach that doesn't win the division, they have a separation?
No, I know how Steelers fans feel about Mike Tomlin. I'm sort of surprised. Are Ravens fans, are they fed up with John Harbaugh? Because Harbaugh got there in 08, Tomlin got there in 07, and there's been a lot of winning going on in those two cities over the last 17, 18, 19 years. But I do understand that people get frustrated with what have you done for me lately, and Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since 2016, I believe. And the lesson for me is that if you don't have a franchise quarterback, it doesn't matter who you are, Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick, or whoever else, you're not going to win a lot of football games in January. Now, the Steelers have been mired in mediocrity. I know they win more than they lose, but they've been average for the last five, six, 7 years. I get that. I feel like the Ravens are in a much better situation. Am I hearing that John Harbaugh might be in a Mike Tomlin situation if things don't go the way they're supposed to go?
I mean, the way people talk about it's identical.
Yes.
You know, the way people and fans are talking about Mike Tomlin right now in Pittsburgh, it's the same exact words, the same exact sentences, just take Tomlin's name out and put Harbaugh in. And that's what the conversation's been here, not just this year. I mean, it's been that way for a while.
I understand, and Tomlin talked about, he was asked about hearing Tomlin, fire Tomlin chance at the blowout loss of the Bills last week in Pittsburgh, and he said, I understand it. People pay their money, they can say what they want to say. But I think it's also a reflection of two pretty spoiled fan bases that have had so much success. Ask the Raiders how they like how things are going with just losing football games, or the Browns, historically, who have been terrible in this division since, 1999. Maybe sometimes Ben Roethlisberger said on his podcast that maybe a change should be in the offing, not necessarily fire Mike Tomlin, but maybe there should be some mutual agreement of going separate ways. And there is some truth to the idea that sometimes you need a fresh start. Andy Reid went to Kansas City and has been lights out, and the Eagles are still a really good football team. But the thing I keep coming back to with the Steelers fans in particular, and it certainly applies to John Harbaugh, what's plan B? Because if you don't have a plan B and you're just angry, and then you just bring in someone who wins two football games, how is that making your franchise better? And that's not necessarily that you have to stay with the status quo. You know, you don't stay with your girlfriend because she doesn't burn down your house, but you want to make sure that if you're going to connect yourself in a relationship with someone long-term, that they're good, that's a beneficial relationship going both ways. And I don't know if that's the case if you fire Tomlin or fire Harbaugh just because you're angry because you're not going undefeated and winning Super Bowls every year.
Who replaced Andy? I can't remember. Wasn't Peterson right away, was it?
It wasn't. I'll check for you real quick, but that's a great question because they did hit a rough patch before they, you know, sort of found their path again with Peterson and then Sirianni.
Well, Big Ben also said that Tomlin should go to Penn State.
I don't know I think he would do well there, but the problem is that it's just the Wild Wild West in college football.
Yes.
That you just don't know. So, Chip Kelly was there for half a year.
Oh, how could we forget?
Yeah, so be careful what you ask for.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you mentioned Penn State there. I mean, aren't they kind of in that boat right now? Or it's like, all right, we got so mad and pissed off that we fired James Franklin, or the fans were so mad, the boosters were so mad that they could foot the bill on the buyout, and now here we are. They're like way behind in the cycle. No one knows what to think.
That's a great point. And look, you can be frustrated with James Franklin if you're a Penn State fan. I understand that. They should have won more than they did. The other sort of word of warning is, at the end of the day, and I talk to people in college about this who are on the NIL side of things, they don't care who the coach is. They care who is writing the checks. That's the first thing when you talk to parents is, how much is my son going to make in NIL? Ask Bill Belichick how much name recognition helped UNC this year because he showed up. So, Bill Belichick's one of the greatest coaches ever. Mike Tomlin would be a fantastic coach at Penn State. But if you're not paying these kids what they're worth, and I think Lane Kiffin talked about the NIL budget wasn't the same for some of the other programs. The money he was getting paid was the same from LSU, and that sort of in part led his decision. Now, I don't know how much you can trust what Lane Kiffin says out loud, but it makes sense on paper when you see it that way.
Now, Ryan, let's switch to Bears, Green Bay. I mean, when you look at the Bears' schedule, pretty daunting down the stretch.
Yeah, and I was just talking about this. Like, the Bears are playing out of their mind with their first-year head coach and their second-year quarterback, and the Patriots are as well, same situation with the coach and QB. I think the Bears still are scratching the surface on what they can become. I think the Patriots are pretty far along. But Green Bay, twice in three games, and then you finish with San Fran and Detroit. It feels like they're winning with smoke and mirrors right now. They can figure this out. If Ben Johnson can get Caleb Williams to continue to progress, and Kyle Bonanga has been a great addition as a seventh-round pick running back, and the defense is playing better. They got Jalen Johnson back and Kyler Gordon. I think this team has a long way to go in terms of getting better. Now, Green Bay is going to be tough sledding these next two games, but I think they can beat San Francisco, Detroit, and Cleveland and still get to 12 wins. And I mean, given where this team has been, and you talk about getting the coach right finally,
yeah,
that's what it looks like. But it took them 6, 7, 8 chances to get to where they want to get to here.
He's Ryan Wilson on the Window Nation fan guest hotline. One more for you here, Ryan. I feel like we always come back to the AFC South. It's just such a hard division to pin down, especially this year. A couple weeks ago, Colts division to lose, no doubt about it. I mean, it's not even a question that maybe Jacksonville would be a wild card. Well, now they're tied with the same record on top of the division. Houston's completely resurrected their season, has easily the most dangerous defense in football right now. Could all three make it, or do we take all three serious right now, or is this TBD?
If you're asking me to rank that division in terms of who I trust the most, and you talked about it, Nolan, it starts with the defense. Houston will be number one for me. Yep. Jacksonville will be number two, even though I don't know who Trevor Lawrence is still. I think Liam Cohen's a really good coach. And then it would be the Colts. And I said last week before that game going into the Houston game, I said it feels like this team is teetering to reverting back to Danny Dimes and not Indiana Jones in terms of the way that the trust they have in their quarterback. And it's not all about Daniel Jones. He's playing with a fractured leg or whatever, and I give him credit for that. But it just doesn't look the same, and I'm not sure why. But Houston has sort of found their legs, and you guys know this. As Ravens fans and Steelers fans understand this, if you have a good defense, it can help out a struggling offense immeasurably. And that's exactly what we saw in that Houston-Buffalo game. We saw it again last week. If Trevor Lawrence would quit throwing interceptions, I would feel much better about this team, but I just don't know who he is. The Colts need to win a game and sort of get their confidence back, but I think Houston right now feels to me like the team I trust the most. And I do think, to answer your question, there's a chance that all three of these guys end up in the playoffs.
He is Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports. Ryan, let the people know about, when's the next mock draft coming? And on top of that, the With the First Pick podcast. What's going on there?
Yeah, you're right, Nolan. The mock drafts never quit, especially this time of year. So I do the podcast with Rand Carthon on the former Titans GM. And next week, next Wednesday, mark your calendars, guys, we'll be doing a live mock draft on the podcast. So I'm sure, more fun to follow as we get into full-on mock draft season.
And, real quick here, I'm looking for the Ravens. Who was the Amari Washington, D lineman out of Oregon?
Souped-up athletic defensive lineman. Help out Madubuike once he comes back. I figure that that front four could use a little help. I'm sure fans will love it no matter what.
Ryan, who wins Sunday?
Oh, yeah, we didn't get the prediction.
Oh, come on. I mean, did you see the way the Steelers played on this Sunday?
Did you see the Ravens?
Yeah, come on.
All right, here's the prediction. The score will be 3-4. How about that? Two safeties and a field goal.
That would be history. Hey, maybe that would be what reignites the rivalry. Something new, a spark maybe.
It's been hard to watch. Yep, yes, sir.
Great stuff, man.
Thanks, Ryan.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes. We got one more film study session coming up here for the day. We're going to take a look at the Ravens' defense. Vinny shared his in-depth thoughts on the Ravens' offense a little bit earlier in the show. But up next, it's the defense. And then before you know it, we're wrapping things up today. If you want to get a thought in on the text line, 410-583-1057, we'll read those after film.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Vinny and Haney here on 105.7 The Fan. And a little bit earlier in the show, we heard Vinny's thoughts on that Ravens offense. Not too pretty. A lot of ugly details in there. I think we'll head over to the defense here in a second. Might be just as ugly.
I think they were put in some difficult situations, especially early on, you know, with the turnovers, you know, getting put on, what, the 2 or 3 yard line, those kind of things, and holding them to field goals. I think they competed their ass off. I think they rose to the challenge and did the best they could. You know, to hold them to 12 points in the first half was 4 field goals, was probably very good. And you know, when you look at the way some of those guys are playing, Carl Lawson, forget him. I thought he had no legs. I didn't think he showed, you know, anything. But I do think Draymond Jones, I think Draymond's getting better, and he's kind of an impactful guy. I think Mike Green's getting better, playing in the run game and stuff. Travis Jones had a very good game in there. I think Jenkins is starting to wear down a little bit. You know, he's an older guy, bigger guy, you know, and they're having to play a lot. I think he's starting to wear down. Urban is just a guy. So, you know, they have one stud in there, and, you know, they give up some creases, you know, at times. So I think Roquan's still playing good. Buchanan is not as flashy as he was. I think he's, you know, just kind of fitting in. I think Malachi's kind of making some plays. You know, Malachi's been showing up a lot lately. Like you've said, Awuzie, you know, you see number 3 around more often than not.
I thought that was his best game.
Yeah. And Kyle Hamilton, you know, to me, he plays hard. He's beat up. He's got a lot of things. And, you know, I mean, he just makes play. He's just a playmaker on defense. So defensively, they still miss some tackles at times. Humphrey, you know, I with Chase, anybody's a bad matchup with Chase, because Awuzie doesn't run that great. Humphrey doesn't run that great. So that's a bad matchup for those guys, you know, in that situation.
Humphrey's always had trouble with him. I mean, even when Humphrey was at his peak, Chase would give him the business.
Yeah, Humphrey will bite on that double move. You know, I mean, that's the problem there. So defensively, I really liked how they played the first half. You know, and did they wear down? Probably, you know, I mean, they had to play 20 minutes. But the biggest disappointment, and I said it earlier in the show, when in the third quarter, Ravens got back into it 19-14, and then they give up touchdown. I mean, that's when your defense has got to step up and make a stand and get them off the field. You know, I didn't think the pressure on the quarterback was very good at all. I mean, that was one of my keys, was for the defense, you know, to hit him and hit him often. And they did not do that. They let him get into, you know, a rhythm. So I didn't like that. And, you know, I didn't like the defense with after the 19-14. I didn't like the defense. I thought they gave up too many plays, gave up too many third downs. And I guess it's, you know, Wiggins was out. So I guess it's easy to say, well, they wore down. I mean, still, they got enough players out there to stand up, make a play. You know, I mean, as many turnovers and stuff as they had, if you get them three and out, they finally had their best drive, because the Ravens offensively, when Keaton Mitchell, that drive for the touchdown, that was their best drive they've had in months.
Yeah.
You know?
That was vintage Ravens.
Just give us a three and out, you know, or make them punt, because the offense is kind of rolling. I mean, and Nolan, they didn't complete a pass. I think maybe one for short, but it was all runs. And that was what was disappointing, because then once they gave it down and they scored, then the game was over. So, you know, for the defense, yeah, I thought they played good. But when I got to have it, I didn't get it.
Right. That's really been, especially the pass rush, that's been the story of all year long. Go back to the D-line, the snap count stuff. You mentioned Jenkins wearing down. Not really a surprise, older veteran guy, but I was looking a little comparison here in terms of workload. Michael Pierce, because they're pretty much the same role on this defensive line. So last year, Michael Pierce played 11 games for the Ravens, 231 snaps for him. This year, John Jenkins in 12 games, so just about the same, 364 snaps. Yeah. So you can see the workload difference there. And Travis Jones, the load on his shoulders. Remember the jump from 23 to last year?
Yep.
And we saw him kind of wear down a little bit late in the year as a result. He went from 39% of the defensive snaps in 23 up to 53%. So far this year, 66% of the defense. He doesn't leave the field.
No.
You know, he's just out there all the
time.
It's
like when he was at UConn and they were horrible.
Right.
You know, and he had to play all the time. Well, that's what happens when Madubuike is gone, because Jenkins' role was supposed to be Pierce's role. And then when Madubuike went out, all of a sudden roles changed. And now, you know, Brian, who's out, and Urban, you know, their role is the 8 to 10 snaps. And because everything is so competitive, you don't, and there's such a drop-off, you don't want Travis Jones out of there because he's so impactful. And you know what? You know what's kind of cool, though, is the more he's been playing, the better he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be it helping him, because his trajectory is heading up, and his, you know, like he's making himself more money, like, and Linderbaum is going the other direction.
You know what really did him in? Broderick Washington, his injury and missing
but
him.
He wasn't playing good.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I had higher hopes for him for a bounce back, because they gave him that money commitment a couple years ago, and it, you know, and that clearly right now, if he was healthy, they'd need him.
Yes.
He'd be out there quite a bit. So you'd get pretty good indication of where his career is going to go. But he's just another one of those guys that, because of injury, it's nothing but question mark.
Well, you kind of see what they're doing now, you know, like in passing, they're putting Draymond Jones over the tackle, you know, and just playing Travis and stuff, really. So that's, you know, they're putting more athletic guys out on the field.
And we close here, film segment. Good news, everybody. Take a deep sigh of relief. Lamar Jackson is practicing right now, and everyone is practicing right now. Clean bill of health.
Wiggins,
even Nate Wiggins is out there. Everyone's out there. That according to Jeff Cerebic.
And it's not a walkthrough. This is a real practice, because they've been off for a while. Lamar, You mark it down, Nolan.
All right, hey.
Mark it down.
I'm glad we opened the show with that, not close
rushes.
The show.
Right. 10 plus rushes, not scrambles. With the scrambles, it may be 15 times he's carrying the ball Sunday.
I might be changing my tune. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think I still lean towards protecting him, but that's a great sign that he's not banged up. No more lower body injury designations. We don't have to play that game anymore. And he'll talk to the media today as well, so it'll be good to hear from him during tomorrow's show. All right, one more segment left in today's show. We're going to hear from you on the Plaza Ford text line if you want to get one in right at the buzzer, 410-583-1057. And then for the Terps, it is signing day across college football. They got their guy, Zion Ealy. It's been reported for months. He'd apparently been locked in for months, but was flirting the entire time with South Carolina, taking the visits and, you know, hey, whatever. If he got his money, more power to you. Yeah. He's coming here. How long he stays beyond that, who cares right now? We got our guy. He's a five-star edge rusher coming to Maryland, so that's good news. Other than that, keep an eye on the Steelers injury report. See Patrick Queen, anyone else maybe banged up for them. We'll discuss all of this tomorrow when we are at Saxon's Diamond Center in Aberdeen. Come on out and join us between 10 and 2. First 105 visitors that come out and see us will get a free poinsettia plant. Saxon's has got a nice thing going with Toys for Tots. If you bring an unwrapped gift, drop that off, they'll give you a free pearl bracelet. So
you can get your engagement ring, Nolan.
Oh, come on now, man. You're just blowing my cover here. What now, though? If you buy now, is that an investment? If you buy now, it'll be cheaper than down the road.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Well, no doubt.
I mean, maybe that'll force me to get to work here, get back out there. All right. Before we get to the fun house, I almost forgot. We got one more giveaway to do today. Two more tickets to see Portugal the Man. We did confirm they are a rock band, and they're from Alaska.
Oh, cool.
So they got all six of the people that can play an instrument in Alaska together. They're a band. They're coming to D.C. They're going to be at the Anthem this Friday night. If you want to go and you are caller number six at 410-583-1057, you will be our last winner for today. So get those phone calls in. But for now, Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with the Ravens here. The topic of the day, should Lamar run more? Well, it appears there's no injury restriction at this point. Texter says Lamar has to be Superman for this year to result in anything positive. So I would say, absolutely, he should be running more. That's what makes him the most dangerous quarterback in football. Anything less, the whole offense suffers.
Yeah, and I think probably perception-wise, Nolan, that this was one of his worst games. You know, and when you're a player and you're looking at, okay, what am I doing differently? I haven't practiced on a Wednesday in a month and I haven't played well or thrown a touchdown pass. So maybe that's part of it too, because he's a competitor and he wants to be great, you know, and he knows he needs to be out on the practice field.
Go to Bill in Bayview here, wants to know our thoughts on the Ravens turnaround after starting 1-5. We take you back in time to the discussions we were having on the show at the time. Said 11 games to go, they could afford to lose only two. Well, just had one this past Thursday. What's your view on the second loss, or has that changed? Do they only need to win 9 games now instead of 10?
Well, if Buffalo beats Cincy Sunday, then they're out. Most they could win is 8. And if the Ravens beat the Steelers Sunday, then they're 6-7. You know, then can they win their rest of their games? You know, I mean, to me, that's what it comes down to. Can 9? If I think 9 will do it. 10 probably wins it, but I would say 9 does it.
Right, and if you could, I mean, it would be a strange scenario, but it is on the table that, say, the Ravens sweep the Steelers but lose to the Pats and the Packers. I mean, that's a very real possibility.
I think the best possibility is they lose at Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I like their chances. We'll see. You know, when they play the Patriots, that's a couple weeks away. Yeah.
Right. And that Packers game still TBD in terms of a time. Could be a Saturday game. Could be a Sunday game. It does end up being Saturday. Wouldn't surprise me if that's a primetime affair. So we'll see what happens.
Well, they moved Green Bay to December the 20th on Saturday. The Green Bay-Chicago game is the 8 o'clock game on that Saturday night.
Yeah. And Steelers in Week 18, that is also TBD. How about one more text here? This one on Maryland basketball. Texter says, I just can't trust the Terps right now. Scoring against a lesser team like Wagner should be easy. Should be an easy task, but they go 4 or 5 minutes at a time without a basket. Free throw advantage, it's nice, but it probably decreases when conference play arrives. Yeah, I think you're right about the free throw thing. And, you know, Pharrell Payne last night doing pretty much half of his scoring damage at the free throw line. As a big man, you love it. And maybe one of my smaller concerns with him is that, all right, he's dominating now in non-conference, but when he has to battle with the bigs in the conference, how's he going to hold up? We know the narrative in college basketball all the time. You know, home whistle, home cooking, whatever you want to call it. They're playing a tough road game this Saturday against Iowa. I think that'll be your first indication.
Yep.
Is he getting those calls even on the road? So keep an eye out, but you're absolutely right about the scoring offense. It's atrocious. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's bad. And even if they get better, they're still going to be extremely deficient offensively because the three-point shooting, like I've said time and time again, either you have it or you don't. It just doesn't magically come along at some point. We saw this 2 years ago with the Terps, and it was a miserable watch all year long. I don't want to do that again, but we might be heading for that. That's going to do it for us today. Again, join us. Saxon's Diamond Center in Aberdeen tomorrow. We'll be there between 10 and 2. We're heading into the back half of the week. We'll hear from Lamar. We'll hear from all the other players talking today. Jim Smith, athletic director for the University of Maryland, he's going to join us. Plenty to talk about with him. So stay tuned here, 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.